you consider yourself a patient person? This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Lisa Bishop. This week, we're camping out on how to develop patience in our lives. And if you're anything like me, I don't really like waiting. I can get impatient when a meeting doesn't start on time or when I'm waiting for a friend who's running late for a lunch date again. I can also be impatient when I'm not feeling heard or understood or when I've been praying about something for a long time and I'm just not getting the clarity I crave. When do you find yourself lacking patience? Impatience, it really runs the gamut, from small scenarios when your patience is tested to bigger circumstances that require endurance. Proverbs 14:29 teaches us that whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. So I want to share a few tips with you on developing patience. First, stop and do an internal inquiry. The next time you feel impatience surfacing, stop and ask yourself, why am I getting impatient? Sometimes we find ourselves just kind of swept up in a moment and getting what I call emotionally hijacked. We're not really using our rational thinking brain. So stop to really examine why impatience is your go-to in that particular moment. Matthew 12:34 says, "The mouth speaks from the overflow of the heart." So what's going on in your heart? Next, make it a goal. When we set goals, they often revolve around things we want to achieve and not so much on who we want to be. So think about your vision for your relationships and how you want people to experience you. Be determined to have your mindset, attitude, and heart set on practicing patience. And this is going to create greater connection in your relationships. Third, practice patience in your daily life. What I mean by this is train yourself to be patient in the small things, such as waiting in line or dealing with unexpected delays. Use those moments as opportunities to intentionally cultivate that self-restraint. And finally, seek God's help. Remember, you have the power of the Holy Spirit dwelling in you. And Romans 8:26 says, "The Spirit helps you in your weakness." So take the time to ask for His help. Now, as our time comes to a close today, I just want you to join me in this prayer as we strive to live lives marked by patience. Father, thank you for being patient with me. Transform me with your love and with your Spirit, and help me to grow in my capacity for patience. Well, thank you for being with me today, and remember to join me tomorrow as we grow in patience together.